السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. الحمد لله, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from ayah number 173. And alhamdulillah, today's lesson is going to be until the end of Surah An-Nisa. So alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq and grace of Allah, we were able to complete Surah An-Nisa. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. So inshallah, we're just going to first start with the recitation of these verses, starting from ayah number 173, if you all would like to follow along as we recite from the beginning of this ayah, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا فأما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم. So inshallah, that is our lesson from ayah number 173 to ayah number 176 until the end of Surah An-Nisa, alhamdulillah. Now for the theory part of our class, inshallah, we are continuing from the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq. In the last class, we began the topic of the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. We covered the first letter, which is the letter alif, and we learned the rule of heavy alif. Just to summarize, the rule of heavy alif is very simple. If the letter before is heavy, the alif mad as well becomes heavy. And if the letter before is light, then the alif mad becomes light as well. So this was the rule of heavy and light alif. Again, this is referring to only the alif mad. It is not referring to the letter hamza. So hamza is always by default going to be light, but the alif is going to be sometimes heavy and sometimes light, basically just dependent on the letter before.
Now, for the next letter that we are going to cover is the letter Lam. Now, this is very important to note that the letter Lam is always going to be light. By default, Lam is a light letter, and it will always be light in exception to two rules. And it's very important to note that heavy letter Lam only occurs in Ism Jalala, or in the name of Allah. So this is the only case where you are going to see a heavy letter Lam in the name of Allah. So this is very, very important to note. A lot of the times when we covered this rule of heavy Lam, people began to make this letter heavy all of the time. So anytime they would have the letter Lam following these conditions, they would make it heavy. But the only time you would make the letter Lam heavy is if it happens to be in the name of Allah. So the only time Lam is heavy is in the name of Allah. Every other time it is always going to be light. So what are the rules of heavy Lam? If the name of Allah is preceded by a Dhamma or a Fatha, then the Lam in the name of Allah is pronounced heavy. So again, only in the name of Allah if the letter before is Dhamma or Fatha. So we have the name of Allah, the letter before can be a Dhamma, or the letter before can be a Fatha. Then the Lam in the name of Allah is pronounced heavy. Only again in the name of Allah, anywhere else, if you see a Lam and the letter before has Fatha, or the letter before has Dhamma, it is not going to change whether that Lam is heavy or light. It will always be heavy. If it happens to be in the name of Allah, then you can look at the letter that comes before and see which harakah is on that letter. If it is a dhamma or a fatha, then you can go ahead and make this into a heavy letter, lam. So for the first example, if we have the word huwallahu, so here in the name of Allah, we have a letter lam. The letter before is a fatha. So here we have a fatha on the letter waw. So here we have again name of Allah, we have the lam, and the letter before is fatha, therefore this is going to be a heavy lam. Huwallahu, huwallahu. Now something to note here is that we are not going to make the waw heavy. The lam is the letter that is heavy, the waw is not heavy. So we are not going to say huwa, huwallah. Now here that waw has become very heavy. Waw is still a light letter. So make sure that you quickly make that switch from the light letter to a heavy letter. Huwallahu. So you can kind of hear that waw is light and the name of Allah here is heavy. Another example, sayu'tinallahu. So here we have name of Allah, lam. And the letter before is noon with a fatha. So this is going to be heavy. Sayu'tinallahu. So again, noon is light, na. And then quickly go to the heavy lam, nallah. So make sure that noon is light and then lam is heavy. And then another example, now we're going to move to the examples with dhamma. For example, وَإِذْ قَالُ اللَّهُمَّ. So here we have the name of Allah. This also is considered the name of Allah, even though it does say Allahumma. This is still the name of Allah. So this is going to follow the same rules that we would have for the heavy lam. So here we have the name of Allah. The letter before is qalu, lam has a dhamma on top. So this is going to be heavy. Wa'idh qalu Allahumma. So here Allahumma is going to be heavy. Another example here is wadhkurullaha. So here, name of Allah, lam is heavy because the letter ra, the letter before, has dhamma. Wadhkurullaha. So this is the rule of the heavy lam. So only in the name of Allah, if the letter before is dhamma or fatha, then the name of Allah, lam, is going to be pronounced heavy. Like in huwallah, wadhkurullah. So in both of these cases, you hear that name of Allah is heavy. Now we're going to cover the rule of the light lam. So the light lam is going to be any other case, anywhere else that lam occurs, it is going to be light. Okay, so if you see that there is a light lam anywhere outside of the name of Allah, by default it will be light. Okay, so naturally lam is always light. And in the name of Allah specifically, if the letter before has kasra, then it is also going to be light. So name of Allah, if the letter before is fatha or dhamma, it is heavy. If the letter before has kasra, then it is light. Like in the term bismillahi, here meem is a kasra, so this is going to be a light lam. Bismillahi. Now you can hear the name of Allah is light. I'm not saying Bismillahi. Bismillahi. Name of Allah here is light. Afillahi shakkun. So here if that has a kasra, name of Allah is light. Afillahi shakkun. And then kulillahumma. So here lam has a kasra. And then here Allahumma is also going to be light. Kulillahumma. Kulillahumma. So you can hear that it is light. Allahumma also follows the same rules as the name of Allah. So this is the rule of heavy lam and light lam. Heavy lam, again, only in the name of Allah if the letter before has dhamma or fatha. So there's only two cases in which you are going to see a heavy lam. So first, you need to have the name of Allah. And then second, you need to have either a dhamma or a fatha before. And this is going to make the lam heavy. Then for the light lam, specifically in the name of Allah, the letter before has to have kasra. Or if you see letter lam anywhere else in any other word besides the name of Allah, then it is also going to be light. So for the heavy and light lam, only in the name of Allah are you going to see this. So this is a little bit different from the heavy ra and the heavy alif. So for heavy alif, you can see it anywhere. You can see it basically in any of the letters or any of the words. Same thing with the letter ra, you can see it in any case, it can be heavy or light. But for the letter lam, only in the name of Allah are we going to make it heavy. So by default, keep in mind the letter lam is a light letter. It is not a heavy letter. We are not going to consider it a heavy letter. And the only time we will read it as heavy is if it's in the name of Allah and the letter before has fatha or dhamma. So inshallah, we will end here for today and then move on to our analysis. In the next class, we will continue with a review of the heavy and light lam, and then we will move on to the heavy and light ra. So now let's move on to ayah 174. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ صَالِحَاتِ صَاد is going to be heavy. This is a two-count heavy med. فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ ra is going to be heavy in this case. وَيَزِيدُهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. So here, because I am stopping, I am going to give a little bit of hems on the ha. فَضْلِهِ. Make sure that you are reading this from the chest. Closer down to the chest, make sure that you do give it a little bit of hems so that this ha does not become dropped. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْتَنْكَفُوا. Here, this is going to be ikhfa. And then وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا ra is going to be heavy. فَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat. عَلِيمًا وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. So here, دُونِ اللَّهِ, name of Allah, is going to be light. So we see that there's the name of Allah. The letter before has a kasra. So if it has kasra, it is going to be light. دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. And you are going to notice that, for example, in all of the other cases, وَلِيًّا وَلَا, lam is automatically going to be light. You are never going to see a heavy lam outside of the name of Allah. Here, nasira, sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. And then we end here on a two-count med. Ya ayyuhal nas, this is going to be a four-count med. Qad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala. Ja'akum, this is a four-count med. Burhanum min rabbikum, ra in this case is heavy. Min rabbikum, ra in this case again is heavy. Wa anzalna, this is a four-count med. Ilaykum nuram mubina, ra in this case is heavy. Mubina, this is a two-count med al-iwad. Fa'amma alladhina amanu billahi. So here we have the name of Allah. And the letter before has kasra, so it is going to be a light lam. Name of Allah, and before that there is a kasra, and this lam is going to be light. Billahi. So here, lam is light. Wa'tasamu, sad is going to be heavy. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Make sure that you do give it quite a bit of tawassut. Make sure that it does have a little bit of that strangulation sound closer to the middle of the throat. Bihi fasayudkhiluhum, dal is going to have qalqala fi rahmatin. Ra is going to be heavy here. Rahmatin minhu wa fadlin, dad is heavy. Wa yahdihim ilayhi siratan, sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Ta is heavy. Mustaqima, qaf is heavy. And then meem here is a two count, mad al-iwad. Yastaftunaka kulillahu, name of Allah here is light. The letter before is lam with a kasra. So anytime we have name of Allah and the letter before is a kasra, it is going to be a light lam. قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ. ميم is going to have to wasl, so make sure you rest on this. را is going to be heavy. هلك ليس. So here له ولد وله. This is going to be a four count med on وله. أخت خاء is heavy. فلها نصف صاد is going to be heavy. ما ترك. So here ta is light, را is heavy, and gaf is light. So make sure that you do not make the ta and the gaf heavy. Ta rock. Ta rock. So ta is light, ra is heavy, gaf is light. Wa huwa yarithu ha, ra in this case is light. Ha is going to be a four count mad. Illam yakul laha walad. Here, because we are stopping, make sure that dal does have qalqala on this letter. Fa in kanata thnataini. So tha is going to have a little bit of hems. Make sure that you do read that. And then here, فَلَهُمَا الثُّلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكْ. Again, ta is going to be light, ra is heavy, gaf is going to be light. So make sure ta and gaf do not become heavy. وَإِنْ كَانُوا, this is going to be a four-count mad. إِخْوَةً, خَا is going to be heavy. إِخْوَةَ الرِّجَالًا, ra in this case is light. وَنِسَاءً, this is a four-count mad. فَلِلذَّكَرِ, ra in this case is light. مِثْلُ حَظِّي, ضاء is going to be heavy. الأنثيين يبين الله, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. The letter before has ضمة, so if the letter before has ضمة, then the name of Allah also becomes heavy. لكم أن تضلوا, ضاء is going to be heavy. والله, here the name of Allah is heavy. The letter before واو has a فتحة, so this is going to also make that لام heavy. بكل شيء عليم, and then here we end on a two count or a four count med, and the nine is going to be from the middle of the throat. So alhamdulillah, that brings us to the conclusion of Surah An-Nisa. By the grace and tawfiq of Allah, we were able to complete the surah. Inshallah, we make dua that Allah accepts our learning and that inshallah he allows us to complete the Quran in this manner. Inshallah, in the next class we will continue with Surah Ma'idah inshallah, and then also we will continue with the rules of the heavy ra and the light ra. So that is quite an extensive topic. Inshallah, we will take a couple of classes to go over, and then we will try to find examples of this in our lesson as well, so that we can learn how to spot a light or a heavy ra. Just really quickly before we end, we will do a quick review of the heavy lam and the light lam. So for the heavy lam, it only occurs in the name of Allah. By default, the letter lam is always light, except in the name of Allah, and that is only if the letter before has dhamma or if the letter before has fatha. Then the name of Allah, that lam is going to be heavy. So again, only in the name of Allah and only if the letter before has dhamma or fatha, such as the example huwa Allah sayu'tina Allah wa idh qala Allahumma wa dhkuru Allah. So in all of these cases, you see that the letter before had dhamma or the letter before had fatha, so that lam in the name of Allah became heavy. And then also the word Allahumma follows the same rules. So Allahumma is going to follow the same rules of heavy and light lam, because it is the name of Allah as well. So for this one, you will also do a heavy or light lam, depending on the haraka of the letter that comes before. Then for light lam, it is going to be in any other case except the name of Allah with dhamma or fatha. So if you see that there is the name of Allah and the letter before has fatha or dhamma, then it is going to be heavy. In any other case, it will always be light. Specifically, even in the name of Allah, if the letter before has kasra, then the name of Allah is going to be pronounced light, such as in bismillahi, afillahi shakkun, or kulillahumma. So again, Allahumma does follow the same rules as the name of Allah. It is also going to be considered light. So it is always light, even in the name of Allah. If the letter before has kasra, it is light. The only time it will be heavy is if the letter before is a fatha or dhamma, and only in the name of Allah. So inshallah, we will end here and move on to the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.